This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Going to talk some NCAA tournament with Chris Caputo, head coach at GW, coming up at 9 o'clock. But joining us right now on the Rude Guest Hotline, Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, it's our pal Spencer Carberry, head coach of the Washington Capitals. You're giving me thumbs down. Cakes gave me thumbs up.
I mean,
What's going on over here?
Thumbs up from Valdez. I don't know.
He just dropped off.
So he'll call back.
Scheduled to join us here momentarily.
By the way, I saw our one-trick pony with a wonderful assist last night. Just beautiful.
Yeah, I mean,
not very one-trick pony-like.
No, not very one-trick pony-esque.
Right?
Last time I checked.
Just made it look super easy.
Yeah.
No problem.
You really are upset about it. Cakes is really upset about it. Did it upset you when Joe B. seemed to defend Peng?
They're just being nice.
Yeah, I mean, that's just... That's
and I think that Peng's probably a nice guy.
That's Joe B. sticking up for another broadcaster.
Colleague.
That's
yeah.
what he's doing. And I believe they were also both goalies by trade.
Yeah.
Joe B. a goalie. Peng
Carver,
a goalie.
They're
Carver,
the goalie fraternity.
Yes, it's a very tight-knit community.
Coach Carbs, he defended him too. And I'm sure he's a nice guy. But he definitely had malintent with what he said.
He definitely did.
Cakes, are you part of the fraternity? You were a goalie, I believe, on JV soccer in 10th grade.
No, it's within the sport, JP. That's just a dumb question. Of course I don't feel any kinship with Logan
Thompson. I just wanted to bring up your 1 year. I don't remember you ever playing goalie, and then all of a sudden he came back and was on the JV soccer team playing goalie.
You have to be a little bit psycho to play goalie in any sport, but certainly in hockey.
Yeah. Soccer, I'd say a little less.
All right, we are joined by Spencer Carberry. He's presented by the Centers for Advanced Orthopedics. More physicians, more locations, more advanced care centered around one thing. You visit CFAortho.com. Morning, Coach.
Morning, guys.
We love talking to you after wins.
Congrats on the dub. Another home win.
He's
good either way,
though. No, he's good either way. Casually have 98 points at this point.
I can't remember what game it was after a loss, Coach, that we had you on, but you could tell by your voice you were pissed.
He was salty.
We like having you on after wins.
I just need a little bit of time to process, just a little time.
Right. Hey, before we get in the nitty-gritty, I'm just curious. What does your day look like today? It's off day. Home game tomorrow. I mean, I'm sure you practice and stuff, but what does the day look like for Coach Carberry?
So we were off day coming back from San Jose, so we practice. So we're off Sunday, practice Monday, play Detroit yesterday, Tuesday. We're practice today, Wednesday, play Philly, practice Friday because it's an early game Saturday, and then Sunday will be off. So today, get in fairly early and start to cut the film from last night and then build the meeting for this morning with the guys, which will be at 10:30, and then they go on the ice at 11.
And then what do you do?
You don't have to clean the garage or anything? Like, you know what I mean?
Not in season. He's not doing that in season.
I mean, come on.
No chance.
I got to bring the recycling bins back in.
right.
No. No, then what we'll do is, so once practice finishes, we usually meet as a staff, and then we start to dive into the Philly stuff of getting prepared for tomorrow morning's meetings, which on a game day, those meetings will be more pre-scout orientated, so special teams, 5-on-5. So after practice today, we sort of shift our focus to Philly and the plan for tomorrow.
Now, I'm curious, so then when do you get home? I'm seriously curious. Let me take me through your day.
A day like today, I'll probably get home around 4, I would say.
All right,
I'll probably
nice.
Be here around 4.
Okay.
All right, so then...
That's reasonable.
So then a little time with the kids, that kind of thing.
Dinner.
Yeah. Yeah, dinner. We'll get some time after school with the kiddos. I try to do pickup on days like this when we're home.
Right.
So that I do... can somewhat contribute.
Right.
Well, it's a busy time.
Yeah. So usually there's like a 3:50 pickup. So I'll do that and then dinner and then back at it tomorrow morning. Sometimes we'll watch some games. Like I'll look at the, depending on what the kids are doing and what we got at home, usually we'll watch what's going on around the league.
Will the team do an NCAA bracket contest?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, there's they take it pretty serious. There's a whole setup to it, and yeah, there's a bracket going around.
All for fun, though. No money exchanging hands.
Fun.
I'm sure that's
fun.
The case.
Yeah, all for fun,
Coach.
All for
fun. Let's do a hypothetical. Let's go back in time. Okay, we're gonna get into a hypothetical time machine. I'll set the scene for you. It's September 2024, training camp at MedStar. Okay, we're there broadcasting. Okay, you're on set with us.
I know exactly where this is going.
You do? All right.
All right, here we go.
I'm going to throw out a bold preseason Caps prediction while we're broadcasting. I'm going to look into my Caps crystal ball. And my prediction is Mikey and Pro are going to combine for 53 goals by mid-March. What would your reaction have been in the moment if I gave you that bold prediction? Because... that's one that would have actually come true.
That would have been a very, very bold out on a limb prediction. And I would have looked at you with a bit of disbelief on my face.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I don't know if I would have bought that. If it was a buy or sell, you know, sometimes they mm-hmm. do it on those shows. It's a lot of goals. And it's not a slight at those two guys because they've had potential and I've seen it from day one in Hershey when they first came into the organization and turned pro. What I think it is so difficult to score in the National Hockey League, as we found out last year, as you find out every year, like it is hard to score in this league. So for those guys to be on the cusp of 30 each is. It's a crazy number. Like, that is a very, very impressive number to be able to score in this league. And so, yeah, I don't know if I would have bought that.
Yeah, those guys are just doing remarkable work for so young in their careers. So you mentioned
unbelievable.
Yeah.
And Willie gets to 30 last night.
Yeah, like, that's what I wanted to touch on. So
yeah, I said it last night at the game, and I was thinking about it more this morning, and it's just, it's amazing. You just don't, I don't think we wrap our head around like how difficult it is to score 30 goals in this league and for him to do it at this point in his career and all the other intangibles that he brings and pro to be right on the cusp of it. It's amazing. Those guys have just had tremendous, tremendous season.
Yeah, I mean, Willie is just a specimen. I mean, he takes a puck to the face in the Ducks game on the road trip.
I know.
Again, needs 20 stitches. Yeah. And then two nights later, he just goes out and ragdolls Zach Ostachuk. I think I'm getting his name correct. Like, he didn't have a prayer in that fight, so Willie puts him down with the quickness. And another thing from Willie, and I'm sure you and the coaching staff know this, his penalty minutes are way down this season. He just has 70 penalty minutes. He had 133 last year, and I know there's still a stretch of games to go, but
Like playing smarter.
Like all those intangibles, he's not taking dumb penalties. Now, he'll stand up and fight when he needs to, or he feels like he needs to bring that spark for the team, but just an all-around really, like, you called him like an elite player in the league.
Oh, without a doubt, he is. And I agree, too, the discipline inside of his game. He's moving his feet, taking way less penalties, which he looks at. And he's never really, for me, been a guy that's, like, taking penalties where you're shorthanded. But usually he's going with someone else to the box. But what he's learned to appreciate is we want him on the ice, not trading off with someone else in the penalty box, sitting there for 4 minutes or 5 minutes or 10 minutes or whatever it is. So us being able to utilize him on the bench or on the ice and him being disciplined has been a huge benefit for him and for our team. And yeah, there's just, we've talked about him before. There's no player like him in the league. Like, you could maybe talk about the Brady Tkachuk, but I still think that Willie, with his penalty kill ability and as tough as he is and as much as he's able to affect the game with his presence, he has such a presence that the opposing team has to be aware of at all times. It's and to add the skill and the scoring, it's amazing what he's been able to do this year.
Joined by Spencer Carberry, head coach of the Washington Capitals, presented by the Centers for Advanced Orthopedics. So for the first time in 11 seasons, the Caps play in a game with no penalties called on either team.
That's crazy.
The last time that happened was March of 2014. Was that a first for you, what happened last night at Capital One?
Really? 11 years?
11 years, yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that. That's surprising to hear that. I'm trying to think regular season, because I've played in a few of them in playoffs for sure. No power plays either way, but I can't remember if I've played in a regular season game without a power play either way.
So the refs swallow their whistles a little bit in the playoffs.
Yeah, definitely. And players are smart. They're just more disciplined and make sure that they're responsible with their sticks. And you could feel that last night. Like, once the first kind of borderline, there's two or three plays that happen in the game that don't go called that are borderline. They're not blatant. They're just borderline. So the players are smart. Then they get a read for the game and a feel for, okay, they're going to let us play tonight. We can be right on the line. Don't go over it. But they're going to let us play. And that's what they can feel by the ref setting the standard of what's going to be called and what's not. And so the guys adjust really quickly. And there wasn't really, I mean, there was a trip on Mikey in the second, but then Mikey cross-checked their D-man right back. And so they just let both of them go. And so you say, okay, they're going to let the guys settle it themselves tonight.
Talking to Coach Spencer Carberry about his Washington Capitals team. Let's talk Ovi here for a moment. I don't know that we've really talked to you about how much he's on the ice. And I noticed this year he's on the ice a couple minutes less. Is that by design?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's just trying to help him be able to be more effective with his 5-on-5 minutes.
And then, can you possibly get him 8 goals tomorrow? Because I'm going to the game tomorrow, so that would be nice.
A big ask, JP.
That would be nice. Definitely would be nice.
It'd be a signature, the grade 8 with 8. History.
Yeah, that'd be quite a night.
So, Coach, Logan Thompson, as you put it in the post-game speech that I saw on Twitter, 30th effing win. They do have to bleep you out a few times after victories, which is fine. I'm cool with that. Most coaches have a salty mouth from time to time. It's all good. What a performance by him last night. And from some of your quotes from a few days back, it looks like we're going to be seeing less of the platoon with Chucky going forward as the team gets ready for the playoffs.
Yeah, I thought LT, one of his best starts of the season last night, which we needed, because he made a bunch. That early save in the third period on Larkin was a massive save to keep that game 1-1 and let us settle into the third period. And there was a bunch of other ones throughout that game. I thought he was outstanding. So And I don't want to, when I said that yesterday about the platoon and that, it doesn't necessarily see, yeah, Logan has had a phenomenal year and he's going to get a lot of opportunity, but it doesn't mean that, you know, it's a foregone conclusion that Chucky just takes a back seat and isn't going to play and we're going to go Logan 2 out of 3 or whatever it might be. The point I'm trying to make is that we're just going to evaluate these game by game, and it might not be the you know, default goalie rotation alternating each guy every night. And so that's where we're at. We're trying to make good decisions down the stretch with the goaltender position to set those guys up for success.
Carbs, this is a couple weeks late, but I don't think I asked you about it. But, you know, I know earlier in the season I told you I would get so, you know, anxious when we would go into overtime. I know it doesn't matter in the playoffs, you know, the shootout stuff. But the last time, I think it was like 10 days or so ago, I don't know, can't remember exactly. Stromer was awesome. He looked like a natural.
On the shootout?
Yes. Yeah. Right? Wasn't it Stromer?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Where's that been? That was great.
I know. So we revisited the shootout as a staff and we sort of came up with a plan and we met with our shooters and our goaltender coach, Scott Murray, went through, you know, working with them on their individual. Mm-hmm. It's weird. Like you think of the shootout, there's a little bit more like the guys have a set sort of plan. We call it a path. So a path is like where they approach the net.
Right.
And then the options off of that. And so I won't go crazy with this, but we did spend some time with our guys on it and we sort of set an order of, okay, we're going to tell the guys when they're going to shoot. And so that was our first crack at it. So we were successful and it was a great, great goal by Stromer. I remember that. It was you could just tell he knew exactly what he was doing and the options that he had off it.
That's interesting. So, I mean, I don't want to belabor it either because it doesn't matter come playoff time, but it's just something that I noticed. So sometimes you watch it and you think these guys are just winging it, but they're not.
They're not.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not. And they have it's crazy. If you go through some of the top shootout guys, like Kuzi, obviously, we saw for years, like had a specific path and plan when he went down. Most guys in the league don't just wing it. They have a specific plan and path. And so if, let's just say, a righty comes down the left side, cuts in, and then when they get to a certain spot, they know they have three options. So it might be like high glove, deke to the backhand, or, you know, fake shot to the five hole. And then they assess which of those three they're going to use in that moment. So usually it starts with their path of like how they approach the net, and then they can work off of that. Not just having one, because the guys don't just have one option off that approach, because then you get locked in, and if the goalie takes that one away, then you're screwed.
Right.
All right, Coach, keep it going. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, sounds good, guys. Thank you.
All right, thank you, buddy.
That's Spencer Carberry, who's presented by the Centers for Advanced Orthopedics. More physicians, more locations, more advanced care centered around one thing, you. Visit CFAortho.com. I do find it comforting that Coach Carberry is just like us. He knows that on a day when he's a little free, he's got to do a little dad responsibility so that the wife can carry the load.
Oh, for sure.
It's like, I got an opportunity to do pickup. I'll do it.
Yeah.
It's chipping in. Chipping in on the home front.
That's what you got to do. All right, remember, a little bit later, we'll get back in the NCAA tournament. Chris Caputo, GW's head basketball coach, he'll join us at 9 to give us a breakdown. Plus, 8 o'clock, your chance to win Nats tickets for opening day.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here on the Junkies.
So we always get a chuckle out of whenever one of us has some sort of financial faux pas or slight misfortune. Now, we don't want each other like to lose all of their money. But
a little pain is fun.
So yesterday, tell me if I was in the right or in the wrong here with the way this played out. So I wanted to go have sushi with two of my kids for lunch yesterday at around 12:30. So I get home. My daughter's cool to go, but my son, he had woken up late. He had a late breakfast. He didn't want to go. Mm-hmm. So it was just the two of us.
So it was going to be a College Park trip?
No, in Olney, because both my, Brenda's home in College Park for spring break. So Juliet and I go out, we get sushi, and Brendan said, on the way out, he says, grab me 6 salmon rolls to bring home. I'm like, okay, no problem. I'll do our order, and then I'll just ask, I'll order to go salmon rolls. So I order my order. Juliet does the same. And then I turn to the waitress and I say, I also need 6 salmon rolls to go. Okay. So I don't think anything of it. Pretty standard. So we eat our lunch. She brings out the to-go bag and she also then brings out the bill. And we have this inside bit in our family where my kids like to guess what the bill's going to be. Like they want... It's a competition.
Sure.
Yes, closest to the bill.
Yeah, we did that all the time.
So I see her lay the bill down. And I said, Juliet, why don't you guess what the check? And I didn't even get check out of my mouth. And I looked down at the total. The total was $94 for lunch. So I was like, that doesn't seem to make a lot of sense.
That doesn't sound right.
So I'm scanning.
For two of you.
For two of us and a to-go order.
To-go order, yeah.
So I'm scanning the bill. I'm like, okay, sashimi lunch. That's what I ordered. I see my daughter's order. I see the edamame appetizer, which was delicious.
How much was each order?
I mean, mine was like 20. Her rolls are like
15,
20 or 25 because she had two different rolls.
All right.
So the problem was the waitress, when I said, I want 6 salmon rolls.
She ordered 6.
6.
Oh, different rolls.
Orders of salmon
6 times
rolls
6.
Instead of 6 pieces.
Yeah, you
kind of
did botch it. You should have just said one order of salmon rolls.
See, I think
it's on you.
So then I look at the salmon rolls, and
you're gonna eat a lot of salmon this week.
$39. I was like, what?
Had she already?
Oh, they made them. They were there. At that point, I can't be like,
just eat it. Essentially, like you just paid it.
We ate it. I brought it home. I said, Brendan, I hope you're ready for a billion salmon rolls because that's what I'm bringing.
Does your wife like salmon rolls?
She's not into sushi. She's not. It's not her thing.
So it was 94 plus $20 tip.
Yeah, it was $100 tip.
$115.
I'm not going to be a cheapskate and be like, oh, I only ordered 6. You brought me 36. Wow. When I think in actuality, I kind of screwed up and ordered 6. Orders of salmon rolls.
You did. You botched it.
That was on me.
Believe me, when you said it, my antenna was raised originally, and I was going, 6 salmon rolls, that's kind of a standard order.
Right.
I don't know what he's doing here.
See, I kind of blame it on the fact that we have a go-to waitress that's usually there, and I think had I made that order with her,
she would have clarified.
She would have said, wait, do you want 6 pieces, or do you want 6 orders?
Right. Mm.
This waitress was kind of new. She was a newbie.
Right.
Didn't ask, and
I guess
I threw her off with the order.
I think at the end of the day, it wasn't like it could have been a lot more expensive.
Sure,
you know,
but if
you
6 salmon rolls,
but it was basically,
and you didn't even have any one drink.
Drink? I mean,
you didn't have one. It would have been
generally.
If that was a dinner order, it would have been $150
easily.
Yeah,
Cake saves his drinks for right before bed.
Yeah, I save my drinks for
the healthiest
evening.
Time to drink.
I'm not a big day drinker. Because if I start drinking in the middle of the day, then
you're a big
how many
night
minutes
drinker.
A night drinker? No, yes.
How many minutes from the last sip of beer?
Yeah,
till the mask is on.
The CPAP machine
good
mask.
Good question. Generally, there's probably like a 20 to 30 minute.
Okay, there's a little buffer.
Yeah, there's a little buffer time. Zone there. Yeah,
little time to digest.
Yeah, true.
Right.
Yeah. Wow. So that was my afternoon yesterday.
That was unexpected. That kind of stings. That stings.
Stings a little bit.
Yeah, I agree.
But I mean, it's not going to bankrupt me, but it was quite.
No, that would be enough to irritate me. Anytime you just hemorrhage money because of stupidity.
Right, just dumb.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely.
In some
annoying ways,
it could save him money because he could just be eating the salmon rolls every night.
And
do they go bad if you put them in the fridge?
I think you probably want to eat them that day,
days.
Or maybe the next day.
Maybe 2 days.
But Brendan pwned them. He finished all of them.
He ate 36.
Now, I ate like two or three when we got home.
That's a lot. Boy, you have mercury poisoning.
And then we gave Winnie like one or two that we cut up and just threw on the floor. And then he ate the rest.
Your
last
dog
night.
Sushi.
Yeah, salmon. I mean, dogs
they'll kill that.
Yeah, you just pwned it.
I'm sure. Compared to the freaking dog food they eat.
I learned my lesson. Now I know if I order rolls, I'm going to say I need one order of six rolls. I'm going to be very specific.
Just one order.
You don't
have to say the six part.
Oh, I'm going to say the six part just to be sure.
Just one order.
Just
they'll
to
have
be
it
safe.
Well, you ask for your waitress.
I'm sorry.
You said you have a waitress that you're familiar with.
Would I ask for her?
Asked for her.
I don't think you can because I think this
there's not sections.
No. This restaurant is so small.
Okay.
There's the waitress who doubles, I believe, as the hostess.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Like she's doing it all.
Right. See, that would never happen at the place I go to because they give you the menus and you have to mark what you're ordering.
Right.
So if you were ordering six salmon rolls, you would put the number six there.
Yeah.
Instead of the number one.
Yeah, I didn't do
that. That's Cakes' dream because he hates when people don't write down your orders.
I do hate that. I hate it with a passion.
They need to have a write-in menu.
The last, unless you're at a really classy place, like the last place I went to, which was not classy, where the waitress did not write down the order, she completely botched the order. And I haven't patronized that place.
Oh, really?
Since. And that was probably 5 years ago.
We ate
5 years because one waiter or waitress messed up.
Yeah.
Hey, you hold it against them.
Yes. And it was a nice place?
No, I preface this by saying it was not a classy place. Yeah. Like if I go to Voltaggio.
You're not missing out.
If I go to Voltaggio Brothers and they don't write down my order, my brain says he or she are a waiter or waitress at a classy spot. Like they know what they're doing. Somebody at a nub spot that maybe has initials as part of their branding, they're not going to get the order right. They're gonna sabotage my breakfast.
Let me ask you a question. Where do you stand on food trucks?
I'm generally pro food trucks.
Right?
Now, I don't want to see the
inside
of the food truck.
Food trucks are kind of hot.
They are. But
they're kind of hot right now.
I don't want to go inside and see how the sausage is made.
Yeah, that'd be gross.
Because then I'd be like, I don't know if I might be out on food trucks.
So when you say food trucks, I immediately think during my days at Temple, they had food trucks right outside where the law school was. I went to this guy, Jeff, the turkey chef, all the time and got this turkey burger meal for like $3.95. It was awesome.
So in Fort
turkey.
Myers, and I'm sure they've replicated this and they have it all over the country, but I thought it was a cool concept. There's a place, it's called like Southside, whatever. I don't know what the hell it is. It's like a amphitheater, essentially. Imagine like an open amphitheater. An amphitheater is not the right word. Like
fairgrounds?
Like a covered patio area. Let's say. Like a very nice covered right. area. Surrounded by food trucks.
Okay. Yeah.
With a permanent bar in the middle. The bar, high-end like bar in
All
the
right.
middle.
Got it.
And then on the outside, there's place for they have live music and everything. I thought it was the coolest spot.
I think that's kind of the concept that they want outside of the new RFK if they build it.
I bet.
And
yeah.
The tailgaters are upset because there's not going to be tailgating, but there'd be kind of that concept of
food trucks
open
are hot.
Air.
Food trucks are hot. And so it was so great because it's a very social place. People are bringing their dogs or whatever.
Yeah,
you have pets.
Sure.
They have live music going on. You know, full bar, huge bar, all the booze, whatever you want. But then you could get like. You get your sushi, you can get your Greek,
tacos.
You can get your tacos, you know, whatever. And it doesn't look like those, it looks like it's more of a gimmick than everything else because it doesn't look like those food trucks really move.
Yeah.
Like, I think they're pretty much there.
They're stationary.
They're stationary. Yeah.
When my oldest son was home, like two or three weekends ago. He's like, let's go to a food truck out at this local brewery.
Yeah.
It's a burger spot. Like, the people rave about the burger. So we're like, okay, we'll go out there at like 11:30 or noon on a Sunday. Probably won't be that crowded. We pull up.
Packed.
There's 150 cars. There's a line of probably 75 to 80 people waiting in a line, stretching down into the cars. And we didn't even park. And we said, well, we'll go and say hello to your friends. But there's no chance we're waiting in line for an hour to place our order for a burger. I don't care how good the burger is.
No.
I'm just not waiting in line for an hour.
No.
I just can't do it.
Right.
People just don't, on a Sunday, they don't care.
It's a Sunday afternoon.
They don't care. They'll go out.
They were just lined up, beers in hand, smoking and joking, waiting an hour to order their food.
People love an outside brewery. Love it.
I love it too, but
that spot only is
just crushes time. It. But I can't in good conscience
wait
an hour
of course not.
To place an order for something I can get at 100 different places.
Right.
I'm sorry, I just can't.
No, I mean, the only way you would do that is if you know you're going to be at the brewery for a couple hours.
Right, if I've staked out the entire afternoon,
yeah,
maybe.
No, but not on a Sunday.
I've got a hard time waiting even more than like 15 minutes, I think, is my max for waiting for a table anywhere.
Speaking of waiting, should the Pittsburgh Steelers wait anymore for Aaron Rodgers? We'll tackle that next here on the Junkies. Coming up at 8 o'clock, your chance to win tickets to Nationals opening day. First 20,000 fans get an opening day t-shirt. You can get all your Nationals information at thefandc.com. Opening day is Thursday, March 27th, and we've talked a little bit about it. We got these nice boxes from the Nationals, which have tchotchkes inside.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know if it was supposed to be a countdown, like an advent calendar. When you actually look at the box, it says start here, and you start on the number one, not on 7-1. But I think it's number 6 that I opened up. I'm going to tell you what it is. So I took it out, and Cakes looked at it too, and at first I was like, what is this? And I saw the back had something, and I couldn't even figure out how to open the back. And it kind of has to do with what Cakes was talking about the other day with mini microphones. It's a mini cornhole set.
Yeah, it's mini bags.
So there's tiny little bags, and then you flip it over, and then you can play mini cornhole.
Perfect. It's perfect for just wasting time at your office. when you're sitting in your cube, you can just pop it open and play some bags.
But EB looked at it too, and he was like, I don't even know what this is.
Well, until you opened it,
yeah, you got to kind of fit. It's not as complicated as a Rubik's Cube, but it's not that easy. You kind of look at
Rubik's Cube. I mean, that would vex me eternally. There's no way I could ever solve it. You can put me in a room with a Rubik's Cube and say, you can come out of the door when it's solved. And I would just be the old guy from the Metallica Unforgiven video, just wandering around, just old, and I would just die there with the unsolved Rubik's Cube.
Pretty sure I know the answer, but
yeah.
Can you complete a side?
Can't. I've never gotten a side.
It would take a while for me.
Never.
A side?
My brain doesn't work that way. When I see that thing, it just I look at it and say, this is an impossible thing to fix. And to get right,
I think I can't melt down before you don't even try. You're not even trying.
You would look at me doing a Rubik's or attempting a Rubik's Cube, and you would say,
"I mean, you know
that guy."
There
does
are
not
so
know
many
what
videos where you could do like one move like 9 times and solve the.
Maybe. Well, that's fine to solve it, but to do a side, right? All you do is twist it usually once, and then twist this one once, and then put it back.
Yeah, my brain is. Not a puzzle brain.
I could do one row of a side. I couldn't do a side.
We should have a Rubik's Cube off.
By the way, did you see that the Nats have announced on Tuesday home games they're going to have $5 concessions?
Ooh, nice. That's a great move.
Thanks. You've been calling for this kind of thing, right?
It's a great move by
them. You love
I don't think $5 cocktail. I think they're going to offer up one beer, like a light beer.
That makes sense.
But for $5 and food.
Tuesday's probably your lightest day of the week if you're the Nats.
Get some people in there.
Get some extra butts in the seats by chopping the price of concessions. All for it. That's a great marketing move.
So I mentioned Aaron Rodgers. We're still kind of waiting to see what happens here with Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, and then in particular the Giants, the Steelers, and maybe the Vikings are in the mix for Aaron Rodgers. Cam Hayward wants none of it. Here's what he said, the Pittsburgh Steelers defensive lineman.
So if they called you and were like, we need you to follow him into the darkness for a couple days, if he says if you come down there with him, he's signing. Are you going to be off the grid for a little bit, go to the darkness and try to get this guy? We need you. You're our best recruiter. I'm about to get into Darius Slay, and it sounds like you recruited him too. So we need you to start recruiting. Get that NIL bag out like you did at Ohio State.
I ain't doing that darkness retreat. I don't need any of that crap. Like, either you want to be a Pittsburgh Steeler or you don't. That's simple. That's the pitch. Like, if you want me to recruit, that's the recruiting pitch. You know, Pittsburgh Steelers, if you want to be part of it, so be it. If you don't, no skin on my back.
So,
I mean, I agree. Like, if you're going after Aaron Rodgers in his prime, then maybe Cameron Hayward would go on the darkness retreat and say, hey, let come play for the Steelers. We really could use you. But, I mean, you're talking about a 41-year-old quarterback that's way past his expiration.
He's probably got 1 year left.
Why would you bend over backwards to try to get him to come play for your team? Like, either he'll play for you or he won't.
Well, that's how desperate some of these teams are for quarterbacks.
They're desperate.
They've got Mason Rudolph
as
their starter right now.
Well, they acquired him because they, I'm sure, have designs on getting a better piece so that he can be the backup. Their plan isn't just to have Rudolph as the guy.
That's what I'm saying. So if their other plan is to have Aaron Rodgers as your starter,
right?
Because it's not like they have a young guy that they're grooming,
right?
Unless they draft one, but. What do you think you're going to do with Aaron Rodgers
in that
division?
Yeah, I don't know.
Here's the question. I want you to put your GM hat on. I put this up as our Surfside poll of the day. Our Junkies poll is brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka. They are the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can's only 100 calories. You have zero carbonation. That means easy sipping. You can find Surfside at your local bars and in convenient variety 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. All right, you got your GM hats on.
Yep.
The question is, and you can vote at Junks Radio, do you wait for Aaron Rodgers or do you move on?
I move on.
What are their other options at
Russell
this
Wilson
point?
Is probably the biggest option for them. They bring back Russell Wilson.
I don't think they'll bring him back.
It just didn't seem to go well.
This is a name that
I don't think they would bring him back.
People always push back when I use this name.
I think I already know who you're going to say.
Go ahead.
Jameis Winston.
No.
I'd much rather have Jameis Winston as
my
quarterback.
From an entertaining standpoint.
In 2025.
Than Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers.
But
Russell Wilson takes care of the ball. Like, I saw somebody argue this. I can't remember who it was. But they said the Steelers are improving their offensive line. And if they have an improved offensive line with Russell Wilson, with the receivers they now have, they should have a much better offense.
Hey, you know what I want? I want Jameis Winston throwing YOLO balls to Pickens and DK Metcalf, because that's kind of what they do. Those guys are deep ball threats. And Jameis, now he's going to make some mistakes, and he will throw the ball to the other team at times.
But some mistakes.
At times.
Some mistakes.
That's what he's done
his
entire career.
He's at least 1-1. So you'd rather have a guy, I'm going to just give you a hypothetical, that gives you 25 touchdowns with 25 picks versus a guy that last year in 11 games gave you 16 touchdowns with only 5 picks.
Yes. I'd rather have Jameis Winston.
You'd rather have the pick sixes?
I would have my GM job for 2 or 3 years, and then they'd say, you're a terrible GM. There's the door. You're asking me to put on my GM hat. I would say, Aaron Rodgers, okay, we gave you an opportunity. You're not responding. You're being weird. Not interested in you. Russ, we've been there, done that. I'd roll the dice on Jameis Winston.
Okay, let me just give you the stats again.
Okay, but you're not going anywhere with him. You know that.
You're not going anywhere with any of these guys.
Them. I agree.
Is the bulletin.
Okay, so let me give you the stats.
That's why I would love to know what their going forward plan is.
Right.
Because none of those guys are going to get you to a championship.
Correct.
Let me give you the stats once again, Cakes.
They're probably not getting you to
a playoff. You have an informed decision. I know that you're resolute in your mind. You're going to say Jameis Winston.
Mm-hmm.
But last year, Russell Wilson, in 11 games, gave you 16 touchdowns with 5 picks. In 12 games, Jameis Winston gave you less touchdowns, 13, and gave you 12 picks, and I'm not sure how many pick sixes, but I'm going to guess a couple of them were pick sixes, which is points for the other team.
I would imagine you're correct, but
you still want that guy.
If I'm the Steelers, I'm making a bold move. I'm going down swinging. and I'm signing Jameis Winston. And I'm telling Russ, I'm not waiting for
I don't know why you like him so much.
I have a soft spot for Jameis Winston.
I love him. He's super fun, but
everybody likes Jameis Winston, the person.
Yes.
I couldn't think of a worse fit for the Steelers than a guy who throws picks all the time.
Yeah, how do you think Tomlin will handle that?
They just want to stay in games and win them at the end, and they're not going to air it out 50 times a game.
Mm-hmm.
I would wait on Aaron Rodgers. Even if he's a douchebag and everybody hates him or whatever, I think you have the highest ceiling with him because he was coming off an injury. A year later, he's getting better at the end of the season. You know what you have in Russ. Jameis is not the answer. Mason Rudolph is not the answer. You got to play the waiting game and hope that Rodgers comes.
And the waiting game is, it sounds like, he's still trying to kind of wedge his way into Minnesota, right?
Right.
That's what he's doing. He's trying to figure out if he wants Minnesota. To play.
That makes more sense because you would be grooming someone behind him for a year. That would make a little bit more sense. But what's Pittsburgh?
Well, if you're O'Connell, do you really want Aaron Rodgers in your building hampering the growth of J.J. McCarthy?
Well, if you're Aaron Rodgers, he's about winning. He wants to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, if you're Aaron Rodgers, why do you want to waste your time grooming someone?
Right, you want to just go and start from day one.
Well, I understand that, but I'm not saying McCarthy would start over Rodgers. I'm saying at least Rodgers would be there for a year while McCarthy sits and watches.
I'm not sure that every teammate hates Aaron
Rodgers. Ain't winning a Super Bowl. I'm sorry. Even if he goes to Minnesota.
I never said he's winning a Super Bowl.
He's not that good.
But if you're Minnesota, you burned a top 10 pick. They did spend a top 10 pick on McCarthy, correct?
Right around there.
Something like that, yeah.
Like, I'm playing him in year two if he's healthy. I'm not going to.
What hurts if you wait another year? Just out of curiosity.
I want to start getting a return on my investment.
He was the 10th pick.
That's a big investment.
What if you just do the Jordan Love plan? Jordan Love's out for a couple seasons. What if McCarthy stinks?
Maybe
McCarthy,
he
could. Teams were desperate. McCarthy, I think, before the last season, weren't people saying he was like a third-round pick, and then he rocketed up the board?
Everybody performs well in the Kevin O'Connell offense. McCarthy, they wouldn't have drafted him if they didn't think that he could succeed in that offense. I'm tossing the kid the keys, and I'm not signing a 41-year-old dude.
Well, it seems
I'm sorry.
Like,
I'm just seems not,
like
not
that's
doing that.
What they're leaning towards.
Man, that's just how these teams, a lot of these teams have nothing to look forward to at that position. They really don't.
Well, I think if you're the Vikings, see, I'm higher on Aaron Rodgers than you guys.
No.
Because his second half of the season was pretty good.
I'm high on him because he's freaking Aaron Rodgers. And
he was on a horrible team, a horrible organization. The owner, it starts at the top, right? The owner is the new Dan Snyder. Like, on all those NFLPA things,
he's
an F.
He's rated at the bottom along
he's
with like David Tepper. Yeah. He is a clown.
In the right situation, I don't know that Tomlin and Rodgers could coexist, but isn't Tomlin kind of coaching for his life right now? Like, but this
hard to know.
It's hard to know.
They don't fire coaches there.
They don't change a lot. But there is some unrest in Pittsburgh.
Remember, coming up next, we're going to give you a chance to win some Nats opening day tickets. Keep it here on The Fan.